The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are, you are, you are. What a beautiful pussy you are. Pussy said to the owl, you elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you sing. Oh, let us be married. Too long have we tarried. But what shall we do for a ring? So they sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bong trees grow. And there in the wood, a piggywig stood with a ring at the end of his nose. His nose. His nose. With a ring at the end of his nose. Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring? Said the piggy. I will. So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey who lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince that they ate with a runcible spoon. And hand in hand, at the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon, the moon, the moon. They danced by the light of the moon. The pobble, who has no toes, had once as many as we. When they said, someday you may lose them all, he replied, fish diddly-dee. And his Aunt Jobiska made him drink lavender water tinged with pink, for she said, the world in general knows there's nothing so good for a pobble's toes. The pobble who has no toes swam across the Bristol Channel, but before he set out he wrapped his nose in a piece of scarlet flannel. For as Aunt Jobiska said, no harm can come to his toes if his nose is warm. And it's perfectly known that a pobble's toes are safe, provided he minds his nose. The pobble swam fast and well, and when boats or ships came near him, he tinkledy-blinkledy-winkled a bell so that all the world could hear him. And all the sailors and admirals cried when they saw him nearing the further side. He has gone to fish for his Aunt Jobiska's runcible cat with rums and whiskers. But before he touched the shore of the Bristol Channel, a sea-green porpoise carried away his wrapper of scarlet flannel. And when he came to observe his feet, formerly garnished with toes so neat, his face at once became forlorn on perceiving that all of his toes were gone. And nobody ever knew from that dark day to the present whoso had taken the pobble's toes in a manner so far from pleasant. Whether the shrimp saw it, crawfish gray or crafty mermaid stole them away. Nobody knew. And nobody knows how the pobble was robbed of his twice five toes. The pobble who has no toes was placed in a friendly box, and they rowed him back and carried him up to his Aunt Jobiska's park. And she made him a feast at his earnest wish of eggs and buttercups fried with fish. And she said, it's a fact the whole world knows that pobbles are happiest without their toes.